I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, October 19th. A bright star crosses the evening skies this month, something it does each and every year, and yet you may not have noticed it. How could that be, especially since it's the sixth brightest star in the evening sky and the 13th brightest star overall? I'll let you be the judge by taking a look in the southern skies on the next clear night. Starting near 7 o'clock, as the last glimmer of twilight fades in the southwest, turn your eyes to the south-southeast, low above the horizon. If some hills or trees hamper your view, just wait a little later, between 8 and 9 o'clock, a bit more toward the south and a little higher. This solitary celestial sentinel is Fomalhaut. Residing low in the south, even at its best, perhaps that is reason enough for this star to enjoy obscurity in the northern latitudes. In addition, Fomalhaut spends a relatively short period of time in the sky, both during the night and through the year. Tonight, it rises shortly after 6 and sets tomorrow morning near 1:30, which is only 7.5 hours, even shorter than the sun at its winter solstice minimum. Viewing in the evenings only runs from September into January. Thursday, we go to the other extreme, a bright star seen nearly all of the time, on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.